Regina Penny is the executive director of the nonprofit network. We had some good nonprofit news up here at the, well, actually yesterday with Regina, $100,000 from the Phil and Pat Willis Foundation. So that's probably much needed, and that will come in handy, won't it?
Everybody, every nonprofit organization is in need of funds to fulfill their mission. So that news is really, really good news for us. We're the nonprofit sector in this time of economic downturn. You know, I think we talked about this last time, but we're all impacted, all affected. Those that are serving human needs have seen an incredible increase in demand and not enough resources to fill that demand. Organizations like the Symphony and the Theater, who rely on ticket sales and filling the auditorium in order to make ends meet, those types of organizations are going to be hard-pressed to figure things out. The organizations that serve any groups like preschools and after-school programs, you know, we're all trying to figure this out and make sure that the needs of the community are met.
Do you think they'll be able to hold their own?
No, I don't. The experts are saying that we'll probably lose about 25% of the nonprofit sector. So we're not immune, you know, just like the small businesses and other industries.
Sure.
We're not gonna come out any better. You know, even the organizations that have relied on government contracts to fulfill the needs of the community, we're going to have to pay this stimulus back somehow, and nonprofits are going to have to realize that those contracts are either going to be decreased or eliminated. So I apologize. I wanted to share good news, but we're really excited about all the money coming in from foundations, and it's really going to be helpful. So it's a beautiful sunny day in Jackson, and I'm doing my best not to be the bearer of doom and gloom every day.
Well, we've got to tell it like it is, and you know,
there's going to be
a lot of pain for everybody, really.
Yeah. Yep. We know that more is coming. I read some articles a week ago that talked about Michigan's history of being the first into a recession / depression, and typically because of the auto industry, we're the last to get out. You know, that trickle-down theory of when the automakers stop producing so many cars, that really impacts our local communities, and so we need to hunker down. We've done it before, we've come back before, and we'll do it again. And we just need to stick together, collaborate, figure out how to merge and consolidate and serve. So we're really good at that in Jackson and in Michigan. We're going to figure it out. We're resilient.
Yeah, you're a big promoter of the census. Do we have any indication of how we're doing?
Yeah, we do. We have gotten about 65% of our residents to return the census, which is great. Our goal, as I mentioned before, is to at least get to about 80%. We actually have one community within our county, Blackman Township, that's at 82%. But we still have some of our poorer communities without access to the internet, or, you know, possibly have other things to worry about right now than completing the census, and they're still around 40 or 50%. Now, luckily, the census has response timeline has changed because of the virus, and we have until Halloween before we need to get all of our numbers in, and we stop counting. So that's good news, but the thing that I would like to tell your listeners is that as our stay-at-home order lifts, then the census is going to begin sending out enumerators to households. They certainly have a list. I don't have the list. No one else has the list of who, of which homes have not completed their census. Mm-hmm. And so if you're trying to keep yourself safe and social distance, you might want to complete your census so that nobody knocks on your door. And to a reminder that the folks that are knocking on your door live here in Jackson. So they're going to be your friends and neighbors that are putting themselves at risk, one, to have a job and to make some money, and two, they're going to be familiar faces to you. So they're going to get hired no matter what. They're going to get paid no matter what, but we can certainly help them out by taking one more door off their list to approach and get the census completed.
And you can do it really in a matter of minutes.
Yep. All you have to do is Google Census 2020, and you'll go right to the census.gov page, and it's all online. It's safe. It is takes less than 10 minutes. You can do it from your phone. You can do it sitting on the couch while you're, you know, in a boring part of the movie you're watching. if you're looking for a great civics lesson for your kids, I know there's so many parents out there that are doing their best to make sure that they're both serving their employer while working at home and serving their kid's teacher while at home. And this is another opportunity to maybe, you know, hand your tablet to your kid and say, why don't you do this for me? It's great. So,
Regina,
but we're doing really good.
Regina, remind those who have not done this yet why it's so important.
Thank you. The census is really about two things, and one is money for our communities. There are many federal programs that rely on our census count to allocate funds for our roads, for food programs, for Section 8 housing, for Medicaid, Medicare, health services, and so the more people we can get to complete their census, we actually don't leave any money on the table. So in 2010, we only had 80% of our community respond to the census, which meant we left 20% of our money on the table. Just let it blow away. So we do, especially for Michigan and the fact that we're now heading into a recession, we need as much help as we can get. And these numbers are going to last us for 10 years. We don't get another opportunity for another count, census count, until 2030. So this was crucial for us to get a complete count in January. In May, it's magnified, multiplied, that we need to get everybody to complete their census. And then the other purpose that we use the census count is to Greg, help me. The delegation, redistricting is that's the word I wanted to find. Is it helps to determine how much representation we get in Washington.
Yep.
And we already know that we're probably going to lose at least one seat, and we don't want to lose any more. We really need people on our side, on Michigan's side, in Washington, D.C., advocating for our needs and our rights. So those two things need to be a really big yes for people.
So at about 65%, but the deadline extended, so there is plenty of time. But of course, as these things go, people wait around till the last minute.
Well, people wait around for the last minute, but I think what's more important right now is that we really want to keep our people safe. And if you can do the census from your own home without anybody knocking on your door, we know that's going to be safest for everyone. And so probably starting in about 2 to 3 weeks, we might have enumerators start walking around in our communities. And I would just prefer that we didn't have to do that.
Absolutely. Regina, appreciate the info today.
Yep. So just remind your neighbors as you're out walking around. And again, in downtown Jackson, those areas south of Michigan Ave to about Morrell, that's a pocket of area that we really need to increase their response rate. So that would be a target area. And then around the fairgrounds, those streets from the fairgrounds out to about West Avenue. And most likely those areas don't have a lot of access to the internet or access to technology. So any way we can help them, if you are walking around and helping people, helping your neighbors in those areas, check in and see if they've completed their census.
Thanks, Regina. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Take care. Regina Penny, Executive Director of the nonprofit network.